Joining us now, we have Max Sims, who is going to go to state in two events, and you just completed the 400-meter hurdles. And what was the
shuttle hurdle.
Shuttle hurdle.
And we're still waiting on results for the 100 hurdles.
Okay. Is that possibly not an automatic qualifier? But
it's not an automatic, but it's a big possibility right now. So.
All right. Well, that'll be pretty busy up there then.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah. So you just got done running the 400 hurdles, and 107.34. Is that one of your better times?
I think that's a PR, yeah.
Okay. Felt good all the way?
It did feel good, yes. I mean, as good as running a 400 can be.
That's right. Understand, yeah. You had some competition to drive you to, so
yes,
that always helps as well.
Very much, yes.
Talk about the earlier event when you guys won the 100-meter shuttle hurdle relay.
Yeah, that one felt good. We had to switch up our order a little bit with the wind.
This is the girl.
So I normally start, and I ended up anchoring.
Come on, Durant.
Okay. So we had to figure that out. But we all ran really well and had some really good splits, and we actually PR'd on the season. So good time for that.
Wow, that's definitely good, too. Is it more gratifying doing something individually or as a team with your friends and what have you?
I think, honestly, both are really gratifying. It's just different not having a strict qualifying in relays. I've never qualified in an individual before. Last year I was close. I was off by 0.02 of a second.
An update but on the girls' score.
To be able to do that's really cool as well, but doing it overall is really fun.
Yeah. Well, girls are doing pretty good here, too, second team-wise, so that's a pretty good showing for you guys.
Yeah, we're doing really well as a team.
Well, congratulations. Best of luck
at
state. Are you done then for the night?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's a big sigh there.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.